We are now out of executive session.
And no motions were made.
And I will...
And no motions were made.
And no motions were made. Thank you. And I think we'll just go back to our agenda and go in order.
I'm going to use the restroom.
And let people come back, yeah.
Do we want to just take a quick pause while we get everybody in, I think?
Yes.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
I'm going to just pass this around as far as Joe and then have it come back to me, but...
Thank you.
Heckle you from the background.
All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Energy Environment Sustainability Committee meeting of August 3rd. We've been in executive session. We just came out of executive session and no decisions were made. So we're going to move ahead with the agenda, and I'm going to go right to the approval of the July 6th and July 27th special meetings.
I will make the motion to approve those the minutes of July 6th and July 27th.
Anyone in favor, please signify. Anyone opposed? Motion carries to approve those two sets of minutes. And now the resolutions, starting with resolution number 348, confirming the appointment to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency. And please clarify the date.
It is through 2024.
Through 2024. Let me hear from the committee on resolution number 348. Are we going?
I think we're going to take no action.
Okay. Is anybody concerned about us taking no action? We don't need to vote on taking no action. Now we're to resolution 349, confirming the appointment to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency, and that is just till the end of 2023. So it's a somewhat of a short-term appointment. Is there any discussion, maybe motion for the purpose of discussion?
I'll make that motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Okay, any comments on resolution 349?
So, based on our discussion we had during...
Go ahead.
Based on our discussion during executive session, I move that we nominate David Gilmore to the seat.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
All right.
To amend.
Any further discussion? And Joe, we're about to vote on a motion. You with us? All in favor of, I guess it would be amending resolution 349 so that instead of TBD, we will the motion has been made to nominate, and of course this is pending the approval of the chair, but to nominate David Gilmore for the UCRA board in as stated in Resolution 349. So, first on the amendment.
Madam, before we go any further, we didn't act on 348. When are we getting to that?
I didn't hear your question.
348. When are we getting to the other person?
To the other nominee.
That's to be determined. Right now, we're not making a nomination on 348.
If that is because we're going to just allow the chair to go down the road she's made her mind up on, I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm only one vote, but I won't be supporting just doing one if it's because the chair has made her mind up on somebody I don't think is ethically allowed. But if it isn't, and we are going to get to it and make another recommendation that is not that individual very soon, then I would be in support of this one. But if we're only doing one because we're allowing the other one to go, then I'm not for this.
Yes, please.
My thought is that we put two names forward at this time, and then moving forward, the chair can approve, not approve, make her recommendation, but at this point, I would be in favor of putting two names forward.
Okay, and then we have to revisit 348, but right now, we have a motion on the table for 349. And I'd be glad to revisit that when we take this vote.
Okay.
So the question's on the amendment?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's it?
The question, I think, is on the amendment.
Yep.
On the amendment, thank you. For 349 right. to change TBD to David Gilmore. All right. Anybody opposed? Everybody is in favor. Motion carries. And again, you know, this is
on the resolution as amended.
Amendment.
Resolution as amended.
Resolution. The amendment has passed, and now to consider 349 as amended.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody have any concerns? Okay. No one. Everyone. It passed unanimously. All right.
Very good.
Thank you. And
do we want to go back now?
To
348. Yes.
Okay. I will entertain a motion instead of taking no action to take action.
To discuss.
Okay, so I move that we discuss resolution 348.
Second.
All right. Go ahead.
It just occurs to me that on our previous vote, we just moved to nominate David Gilmore for the 6-month long term, correct?
Yes.
So whoever we vote on now for this resolution will be on there for a year through 2024.
Through the end of 2024.
So I think that our actual original plan would be to have Mr. Gilmore serve in the longer term, is correct?
Yep. He can be reappointed.
Or he could be reappointed. So it doesn't...
We should probably put him in the other one.
So we should move David Gilmore to serve in the position that goes through 2024?
I don't happen to agree with that, mainly because I think he will, quite frankly, prove himself and easily be reappointed. I think the more important question is 348, and essentially we're looking for more time to be sure that we make the best possible appointment. Yes.
With that said, I think that I would like to see the spot for Mr. Gilmore be the year and a half position at this point.
Okay, we can consider, you know, making all those amendments to get there. So I guess the first thing would be to, is there a way to pause 349?
We can't appoint the same person again,
so
right?
So 349.
Go back to 348?
Well, we're on 348 right now. 349, we can reconsider. There can be a motion to reconsider the resolution.
Yes.
And then amend it.
Thank you.
And then vote again.
Is there a motion to reconsider, well, yeah, 349.
Motion.
Okay. We're calling the question on 349 to reconsider.
Yes, yes. And I made a motion, and Eric seconded.
And all right, everybody in favor of reconsidering 349?
Yep.
All right, and that reconsideration would be to change 349 back to TBA. All right.
Is it the TBA, or do we just put another name?
Well, I thought we were planning on
do another name.
Putting
we can
two
do
names
another name at this point.
So we can substitute it for an actual name.
Yeah, so we don't have to do it again.
All right. We're right now reconsidering, and the I'd like to also ask for a motion to reconsider 348, because
we don't we're still on three. We got to finish the one we're on. 349.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything with this one right now.
All right, so we're changing 349 to TBA.
No, we're gonna put
it on
the
name in.
349 is the short term.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. And so we make the motion. So I would like to make the motion that we put in. Regis, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm
left. Obojetsky?
Yes, Regis Obojetsky for the 6-month term.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second.
All right. All in favor of changing TBD to, changing David Gilmore to Regis?
To Regis
Obojetsky, yes. For resolution number 349.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Joe?
Aye.
Resolution as amended.
All right. I'm an aye. And so that was an amendment, and now resolution 349 as amended.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Joe?
I said, okay. I threw it up there.
Okay. Anyone opposed? Motion carries. So resolution 349 would be to confirm the appointment of Regis O. to the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency.
For a term ending December 31st, 2023?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then for, did I hear that people want to reconsider resolution 348?
Yes. So it's been reconsidered, and we have a motion on the table.
To discuss?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. There's been no motion to amend yet.
All right. Is there a motion to amend?
So I make a motion that we amend resolution number 348 to name David Gilmore to the term expiring December 31st, 2024.
Second.
Okay. On the motion to amend, all in favor? Anyone opposed? Motion carries. On let's see. It's been amended. So on resolution number 348 as amended to replace TBD with David Gilmore.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And motion carries. And resolution number 381 authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to accept grant funds for the Golden Hill Renewable Energy Project, amending the 2023 Ulster County budget, Department of Planning. Do I hear a motion for the purpose of discussion?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Is there discussion on resolution number 381? Okay. Can I just ask for the resolution, or do I have to ask for another motion? That seems crazy to me.
You can call the question. Mm-hmm. If there's no discussion.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We're just going to call the question. All in favor of resolution number 381?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. Resolution passes 4-1 with Legislator Maloney opposing. Resolution number 382, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute various agreements to fulfill requirements of or for grant funding through the New York State Climate Smart Committee program for renewable energy equipment at the Golden Hill facility. For purposes of discussion? All right, then we're ready to just call the question. All in favor?
Oh, sir, did you get motions for that?
Oh, yes, we do have to move it. Legislator Stewart, do we have a second?
Aye.
Legislator Levine.
No, call the question. Call the question.
On 382, calling the question, all in favor of authorizing resolution 382. Anyone
aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries 4-1 with Legislator Maloney in opposition. All right. Resolution number 386, requesting enactment of a Senate bill and Assembly bill in the New York State Legislature to amend the membership of the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency.
Motion to discuss.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion on that resolution. 380. Yes.
I'm sure. Thank you. I don't know. I don't know if this is a resolution that the chair, if the committee would like to wait for the chair to kind of make a report on this, in regards to, you know, her reasoning behind this, if the committee is, you know, prepared to move on it today. My only statement on this would be, I don't know about the time sensitivity. I question the time sensitivity of this, of us having to make this, take action on this today, because it's asking for an enactment of a Senate bill and Assembly bill, and the legislature is not in session until January. So that would be my statement on this, in terms of if the chair would actually like to come to a future meeting to kind of discuss this. I don't see a time sensitivity for us to pass this now.
I'd rather learn more.
So if the committee agrees with you, we can either take no action or postpone. And we don't have to vote on taking no action, but if we're intending to postpone.
We should postpone. We just need to talk about it, so that's an action.
I can't hear you.
Postpone.
Postpone. Okay. Do I hear a motion to postpone resolution number 386?
Motion.
Yes, Legislator Hanson just made that motion.
And second?
And I'll second it.
Okay. On resolution 386?
To postpone.
Yes?
Yep.
Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Resolution number 433, using or rather urging the government of the state of New York and the United States of America, so the governments of both, to establish fossil fuel-free state and federal public transportation services. Motion to discuss?
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
And just to remind everyone that I will give preference to committee members, but other legislators and anyone who cares to, please, Legislator Erner.
Thank you very much, Chair Green. So there's a technical issue here because I actually don't have the minimum number of sponsors that's normally required for this resolution to become come before the body. And I can explain the reason why that is. I haven't got the support for the final resolve that I thought that I had. And the final resolve, for those listening, resolved that Ulster County further calls upon state and federal governments immediately to plan to abolish the extraction and burning of fossil fuels. Now, I put that in there as an aspirational thing. It's not directly related to establishing public transportation that the state or federal governments would run, except insofar as that's the predominant way that most public transportation currently operates, as we know. And in having many conversations, I want to thank the chair of this committee for having sponsored it as it is. You and I have not talked, Chair Green, about that last resolve specifically, since I've had other conversations, including with the deputy chair, about concerns with that one, the other sponsors. I also haven't gotten back to them yet about an idea to consider removing that. Having spoken with the deputy chair of this committee, having spoken with other legislators, including Legislator Petit, Legislator Corcoran, and I believe that we might have broad support to not include that aspect of this. And I understand the reasoning that folks feel that we're not ready to just go ahead and abolish the extraction and burning of fossil fuels. And even I would admit that if we tried to do that tomorrow, there would be a lot of pain and suffering in this country. And so I could say more, but I'm interested to hear what the committee has to say. And again, acknowledging that this might not have belonged on the agenda, since I'm short a sponsor, and that I am happy to consider amending out that last resolved. Thank you.
So rather than try to amend it until it's clear, is there any feedback for Legislator Erner? At this point, I'm going to recommend that we take no action. We don't even have to postpone. What is their feedback?
I've spoken with him directly, so he knows where I stand, so I agree to take no action.
Anybody else? Joe? All right, so right now
we
will take no action.
Can we postpone so we can bring it?
Oh, okay. We can do whatever the committee decides.
Well, postpone would be better, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, please.
All right, so motion to postpone?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor of postponing resolution number 452?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
It's 433.
Oh, did I say the wrong one?
Yeah, 433.
433. Okay. Did Joe oppose?
Nope.
No? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Now, 452, amending the 2023-2028 capital improvement program, project number 653, Hall of Records building rooftop solar array project for construction services, amending the capital fund budget, Department of Public Works and Buildings and Grounds.
Motion to discuss.
Second.
Okay, and on resolution number 352, discussion?
452.
452, yes.
This is just a rooftop solar project over at the Hall of Records.
The Hall of Records.
Yep.
Why does it go to 2028?
It's just the capital budget. That's the how long.
This particular one does not. Will be completed
no,
before
it's just
28.
That's the term, the five-year term of the capital budget. Okay. let's see. That was just to discuss. On resolution number 452, I'd like to call the question. Go ahead.
Aye.
Everyone in favor? Anyone opposed? I can't see.
I raised.
No, okay. Great. Motion carries. Resolution 462, adopting a proposal, proposed law, local law number 12 of 2022, providing for the protection and restoration of the Hudson River, also known as Mahikanituk, and for the rights of the residents of Ulster County and the river to clean water and a healthy and productive ecosystem. All in motion to discuss.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay.
I was just wondering if we might hear from council about the changes that have been made to this proposed law.
There are two changes, one of which is actually not in the law. The resolution now includes a negative declaration, and there's also documentation supporting the neg deck, which is this sort of separate documentation, specifically in EAF parts 1, 2, and 3. I drafted those over the past couple of days. I'm not sure if how they're available. They should hopefully they'll be available to you in the legislature. So there's a neg deck now. It's in the resolution. That's change number one. There's also a small proposed change in the law, which is a response to the comments that Riverkeeper made in particular, where they advocated.
Come on, David.
They advocated that the essentially that the river be defined to include the broader estuary, including like the portions of the Rondout, for example, that we call the Rondout, but it's really part of the estuary, like opposite Kingston. So we're expanding the definition of the river to include the three estuaries from the tributaries in Ulster County, and really all the other estuaries up and down the river, but in particular we're naming the Rondout, the Esopus, and the Black Creek. The title portions is being considered part of the Hudson. So I drafted another paragraph last night. I believe Legislator Erner will probably use that as an amendment. So I just wanted to...
Two head of tide in those three tributaries.
That word is not there, but we can put that in right now if it's helpful.
Okay.
Phil, do you have...
Do we need to make an amendment?
My understanding was it was just late information, not an amendment.
Okay.
I thought it was just late backup, not an amendment, was my understanding.
So, are we going to amend it on the... Please speak. Your hand is up, and I'm not clear.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Green. This is an amendment because it adds a paragraph J to the end of section 3.
So I would like to hear a motion to amend resolution number I just want to be sure. Yeah. 362.
462.
With paragraph J as submitted.
462.
462. Do I hear
is
a
the,
motion?
Is the amendment section J is part of the proposed local law number 12, correct?
Yes. Section 3 of the local law number 12.
Okay.
We're adding paragraph J.
Do I hear a motion?
To vote on the amendment?
To.
So
on the amendment and a second on the amendment? Okay. And now on the amendment, section 3J, do I have that right? To resolution number 462, all in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. And on resolution 462, go ahead.
I just wanted to ensure that this amendment has been read into the record. Is you all...
It's with the gold sheet and it was distributed to committee members.
Okay, great. Great.
Do you want to read it just to be sure? I think you just did.
No? No, I never read it.
Okay.
Would a committee member
all right,
prefer
just
to
for
read
the
it
record,
or?
Please.
Okay. Sure. So the amendment is to add paragraph J to the end of section 3 of local law, proposed local law 12 of 2022 as follows. In this local law, references to the Hudson River shall include the estuarine or tidal portions of all tributaries to end of tide, and without limitation, the Ulster County jurisdictional portion of the river shall include estuarine or tidal portions of the Esopus Creek, the Rondout Creek, and the Black Creek.
I just want to thank Riverkeeper. That's a very valid amendment because it helps clarify. Okay, so it has been read into the record, and first on the amendment,
the resolution as amended.
On the resolution as amended, on resolution 462 as amended, all in favor? Anyone opposed? Motion carries.
Yes.
And congratulations for all your hard work, legislator.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks, committee.
Okay, resolution 471.
And to council as well.
Yes, indeed.
Lots of work there.
And for a very inclusive process. And I just want to add for those who are following the potential discharge of over a million gallons of treated but still radioactive water, that the rights of river is being actively considered as part of that process as well. Okay. Resolution 471, authorizing the Department of Environment to submit an application to the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation via the New York State Consolidated Funding Application. And Amanda, would you just...
Do we have to have a motion to discuss it? Or?
Okay. Motion to discuss.
Motion.
Second.
Amanda, would you just state what the purpose of that is?
Absolutely. Thank you. Last month, you voted on a resolution to authorize...
Amanda, a little bit louder, please.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Last month, you voted on a resolution allowing an application to NYSERDA through the CFA for carbon neutral economic development. The intent of that application, which has been submitted, was to secure funding for geothermal at 368 Broadway, which is to be the community wellness center for the county, as well as the crisis stabilization center. During that process, that which Kristen Wilson, who was here this evening at the in her new role as the deputy director of planning, she identified that that site would also likely score favorably for an Environmental Facilities Corporation grant for the Green Innovation Grant Program. That portion of the city of Kingston is often a combined system where the sewer and the storm water system are interconnected. It behooves everybody and the Rondeau Creek and the Hudson River Estuary to reduce the amount of combined sewer overflow during storm events. When you can disconnect a system on a site within that combined system area of Kingston, every gallon that you redirect into stormwater that's redirected into the ground is a gallon of combined sewer that doesn't get discharged during a storm event. So it's a tremendous water quality benefit to the estuary, to the Hudson, and it also fits very well with the project because there will be significant disturbance to the parking lot in order to drill all the wells. Luckily for us also, there was an extension of certain grants under the CFA by several weeks. Water quality grants, particularly because there was so much flooding in other places in the state, we wanted to make sure folks could put applications in, so that that deadline was extended to August 11th, and the plan is to get that a feasibility study and that application into EFC by that extended deadline.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? All right. With that, I would like to ask for a motion to approve resolution number 470.
Call the question.
I was going to say, I move we call the question.
Okay. On resolution 471. Anyone oppose? Resolution carries. All right. And now we're up to the updates. Department of Environment. Any updates in particular on the...
Updates? Were there any questions in particular?
Well, on the agenda, you know, just ongoingly, and, you know, if you want to speak, please, Shokan Reservoir, Water Resources, Lori Sopis.
I think it was noted last month that the Catskills shut down, the aqueduct shutdown was postponed. It is not happening in 2023. That's a culmination of several decades of infrastructure projects with the city of New York in order to do significant tunnel repairs. The shutdown is necessary to reconnect the new bypass tunnel to the existing tunnel. Again, huge infrastructure project, many decades in planning and construction. They have 3 years, which they're targeting to actually do the shutdown and finalize the connection. They were looking to do it this summer, but then the water levels were not where they needed to be June 1st in the system, so that July 1st.
Yeah, it was. Also, they had a number of leakage problems. They couldn't pump the water out that they needed to dry it out. So they need bigger pumps. They're going back and re-engineering what they need to do because of leakage into the aqueduct from the surrounding groundwater.
So not happening this summer, which was a concern to some of the downstream communities. And the stream management plan moves on. The survey was completed. There was very good response on that, very good return rate, over 200 plus surveys.
Close to 300.
Responses. There's going to be a workshop at the end of this month with the consultants to talk about the stream assessment that's going to be done. So answer me there.
Can we go back to the earlier thing about the aqueduct? In my own community, I know that there is a concern that once those leaks are sealed, that people's wells will run dry, because there's a concern that people's wells depend upon the leakage from the aqueduct for their water. How is that going to be resolved?
I believe they had contracted with the USGS, the U.S. Geologic Survey, to do a study in order to characterize that. Mm-hmm. Kind of, that's always been a suspicion, but like, let's do some monitoring and see what we can attribute to the leakage.
Yeah.
I think it's very significant. I think they were looking at, wasn't there money going to the town to try to remedy it?
Yeah, they were looking at some money for that, or the establishment of a water supply district if they did that, similar to what they did with the reverse kind of problem in Warsing, where they had too much water.
Too much water, right.
So similar to that, the establishment of a water supply district. But you're right, it's an absolute, and it's in particular in that Route 213 area, where mm-hmm. by that intersection, there went subdivision down in there. Gets quite a bit of water down through there.
Right. So, and by the water supply district, water would actually be trucked in, or
no? They would actually form a district.
They would form a water district,
like municipal water.
Okay.
Yeah, and
it would come from the aqueduct, but through a pipe instead of bubbling through the ground.
So that discussion. I'm sorry, Chair.
I have a concern about an herbicide that was spread very widely. In that watershed.
Actually, this that I sent you, yes.
They continue to use herbicides in maintenance of their right-of-way.
Rather than manual maintenance?
Yes.
I don't know if there's anything that can be done about that, but it does. I've heard a lot of concern, and I haven't heard any real justification. You know, this is similar with other projects. I'll just leave it at that right now. Is there anything that we as a county can do to evaluate and make a recommendation, because I think it's a very questionable practice.
You can talk to them.
Would you look into that and get back to us? Okay.
I'm talking to them.
To look into whether or not the concerns are legitimate, and if they are, is there anything that the county can do?
I can ask them where they, in the past, there has been public questioning regarding the practice. It's come in front of the town hall of perhaps the town of Marbleton, I'm not sure, in the past. In the past, I had heard that DEP was looking at other, like a hot soap that would scald the vegetation rather than an herbicide. They had looked at different methods in the past, but we could just inquire with them as to what has happened in recently, whether they've looked at reevaluated non-herbicide or less toxic herbicide or more preferable herbicide or manual.
Scalding soap doesn't really sound much better.
I'm sorry. Requesting an independent, you know, not just going to DEP and saying, are you still all right with this? I'm requesting some independent evaluation, because I did some research, and it really does not look like a wise practice.
There's perhaps the council could talk to the legal answer, which is that this is right of way to state road or land that is owned outright by the city of New York. They are applying legally, allowed chemicals with licensed applicators. So I think there's one sense, which is the kind of legality of what they're doing. The other sense is, exploring a best practice.
I missed the comment. What's the facility?
This is the city of New York in their areas in right-of-ways and around their reservoir lands using herbicides as for vegetation management.
Is this DEP's notice?
Yes.
Yes, that's the
DEP's noticing that they're using pesticides on their own
herbicides.
Land. Herbicides. And is this
for vegetation
is
management.
This their lab or is this in the watershed?
This is in the watershed.
They're using pesticides.
Herbicides
in the watershed in the town of Olive.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And in the town of Hurley.
We have not done anything to establish any sort of regulatory jurisdiction over the use of pesticides generally in the county. That would be a big deal. It would involve
herbicides.
Well,
their notice says pesticides.
And we probably couldn't. This is also not a county facility which we could have direct authority over. We could tell for a county facility, we could tell them do this, don't do that, etc. This is, though, subject to New York City's watershed regulations. I haven't looked at those in a while. I actually was involved when those were adopted 25 years ago. I'm very surprised they'd be... And this is just the lawn?
It's for right-of-way, and I think it's also for adjacent areas to
When you say right-of-way, what are we talking about?
Roadway.
So it's on the side of a roadway.
It's on 28. It lists the roads on that. It's 28A, it's Basin Road, it's...
And are we talking about something that's a substitute for mowing, that they could have easily done with a mower?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. I'd want to check the watershed regs first, and then, we can adopt, we can write a letter to them saying, you're expecting residents of Ulster County to comply with strict watershed regulations, including the county itself, and you're...
And you're doing
herbicides.
This.
Yeah. What is it? Roundup? What are they doing?
No, it's
the chemicals listed on that. Something. It's glycophosphate.
That's what, it's
or
Roundup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is yours? Okay. Is it Greg's? Oh. Again, we don't have direct jurisdiction. It's not our property, and we do not regulate the public, and because we haven't established any local laws to do so, but. I would say as a matter of county policy, the county might wish to write DEP and say, what are you doing? You really need Roundup on I would guess the chair would be very interested in this as well. She's not already aware of it. That's my...
So who can we get to write that letter?
What?
Who can we get to write that letter?
Well, the county, the legislature should... If
you want to fire it, put it together?
I just... another one? I can write a resolution.
I second that.
And then... what?
I second that.
Well, I would be happy to work with you to write a resolution if that is...
And then it could either the chair could write the letter or the county... ultimately, the best would be for the county executive to sign on to it and write the letter for the county. But it would be urging her or I'm going to come up with the right verb, but authorizing the county executive to write a letter like that.
Okay.
Amanda, what do you think? Is this sort of environmental practice you think is a good idea?
It's a loaded question, I think.
I wasn't speaking to that portion of it. It's seemed, for years rather incongruous.
Oh, this is a continuation of a policy?
Yes, of past practice. And
but if I may, it's come up because of the requirement of notification, and people are coming to some of us with raising concerns.
Why don't we review the watershed regulations and write a short memo to the committee saying what I found, and then we can decide if we want to put together a motion for next month.
Great,
thank you.
That sounds
good. Thank you.
Yes, please.
Just the only thing I just want to note is that at least for 28A, where their Board of Water Supply roads, the county has a maintenance contract to maintain those roads. So the county does maintenance on those roads. It wouldn't apply anywhere else, but I don't know whether they may be using some of that because the county doesn't have enough staff and work to essentially do mowing.
Is the county supposed to maintain the...
They have a plowing contract and a general, general maintenance.
Plowing and maintenance could be just the road itself. Who maintains the vegetation?
Well, that's the point I wanted to make is they may have approached the county. I don't know this. They may have approached the county. We may not have the ability to do it because of staffing and equipment. But that's that clearly they don't maintain it. They don't maintain the trails up in the watershed.
But this county
we don't have enough
has
staff
for all this. I'm sorry. Has a long-standing history of doing manual vegetation.
Plus, this anyway is on 28 acres. This is right on top of the reservoir and probably crossing the tributary into the reservoir. So, let me take a look at it.
I have historically seen response from the city of New York that states that they've evaluated it and they're comfortable with it, and they will use glyphosate that's rated and applicated for,
That's Roundup, right?
Yes, absolutely. Near water bodies.
We'll look at a solution.
Yes, Phil.
Just a suggestion to council that there's probably three jurisdictions up there, right? Because we're hearing from the planner that the county has some maintenance agreement. I've seen the speed limit signs, and there's some other signs on the roadway there that are marked like New York City signage, and that tells me that they have some aspect of jurisdiction or control over those roadways up there. But the roadways also are marked as state highways, State Route 28A, for example. So we got those three entities possibly, and it might help to know who's actually in charge of what.
Let's figure things out. I'll call the deputy county executive, and we'll figure out which way we're going on. I'll put together some advice for the committee. My guess is that use of Roundup.
It's not Roundup. You're clear about that.
What? My sense is that
it is Roundup.
Use of Roundup is going to be problematic for many people, even outside this committee. And I think it may be something we want to look at, especially right on top of the reservoir.
All right.
And I just sent you that sign, so you can see exactly
Thank
what
you.
It is.
I'll turn this around as soon as I can.
Reuse Innovation Center planning update. Do we have any updates on that?
I don't remember.
Okay, there was a recent presentation to the Recycling Oversight Committee, and I just want to say that one thing that came out of that was the contractors that are working on developing the feasibility study kept referring to the county. And in Ulster County, we have the Resource Recovery Agency, we have the executive branch, and the legislature. And it's really not up to the consultants to make a recommendation about who they mean about the county. I think that we have to collectively make that recommendation to them to put into their report. And that is probably going to take more discussion. And given the hour, I just wanted to give a quick update and say we'll get back to it. And think about a good mechanism. Yes, please.
Just because you're talking about the reuse innovation, part of what I was going to talk about was just to let you know that on Monday at 1 p.m., at Accra, they are going to be having a presentation there, and everybody's welcome to attend. And if you can't make it in person, there is a Zoom link that if you email me, I can send it to you, and then you can Zoom in to it. Monday at 1 p.m. So, and they really would like to hear from all of you if you're interested in sitting in on it. They're really anxious to get as much feedback as many people as possible. So.
And I think we've covered the Hudson 7. Let's see. Somewhere I circulated the Bard climate project, and I'd like to get it back, if because I think it's been emailed to us. I don't have a printer. Any comments on that?
Thank you for providing.
Yes.
Yes.
Meeting to provide support for local watershed groups and creating a position for the Climate Smart Schools Coordinator.
Let's Thank you.
Yes.
No, I just was thanking him.
Okay. Watershed groups? Any update?
I don't really have any updates on that. After this one. I need to speak when you have been down.
Climate Smart Schools Coordinator, Director Laval had, or Deputy Laval, had recommended that we reach out to BOCES, and we did, and we will be meeting, I think, August 15th with Dr. Schenker to see if they will hire someone to work directly with the schools. And this is not just on waste, this is on all of, you know, operations, solar, composting on site, curriculum development, student engagement. And I think you have a resolution for maybe it was Kim Mayer created a resolution to bring to school boards to support the Climate Smart
Yes,
school Kim, initiative.
Kim is working that. I also sent out an email to almost everyone in this room earlier today as well.
I didn't get a chance to read it yet.
regarding a project that was done at Roundout Valley High School, and was showing how the schools are already taking the initiative and putting these programs together, and it was to show how, you know, there is a need, and the schools are starting to do this themselves, and it would be really great if the county could work with BOCES and, you know, establish this program. And so, anyway, I sent that out to everyone from you today. So. And unfortunately, I am not going to be here on the 15th. I'm going to be out of town.
Well, we'll have a preliminary meeting, and if this moves forward, if there's interest, there'll be other opportunities.
I'm sure there'll be
sure.
Opportunities to attend meetings. So,
and,
yeah.
You know, my feeling is that we would have never been able to implement as much as we did on waste reduction and recycling had the state not paid for people to work on this with, in that case, the municipalities, but also the schools, et cetera. So the Climate Smart Committee identified this as a gap, and we're trying to fill it, and I think it's very timely, and I just particularly wanted, is it Deputy
Executive
Laval to know that your suggestion was well received?
I'm encouraged. Thank you, and because it just seemed like the right framework. You know, sometimes you can try really hard one way or other way. You know, sometimes when the framework is better, it just is a better way of doing it.
And I think the one concern is that, as I said, the schools don't have to work with BOCES. They work
right.
with BOCES on
right.
a voluntary
right.
basis. But I think we can work both ends. And it sounds like it's catching on anyway. So, all right. OCRA updates. We've touched on a few, and we've taken some actions. Please.
Mine's pretty straightforward. So, as some of you know, because you visited us out there, we're out of prayer this year in force, and we've got over 150 event bins out there to collect recycling and organics, and they're getting used, not properly, but they're getting used, and and that's okay though. But they're barely, it is highly visible, and that was the main thing, was to get visible this year and get them out there. So we're accomplishing that. We have a booth, and it's being well visited. We're getting quite a bit of traffic there, and we're helping push traffic to the other booths on Environmental Row as much as we can. And so those are all good things, and we can just build on that going forward in future years. And then we are working on our budget for next year for UCRA, and I will tell you that while I don't have any numbers to share with you, we are looking at most likely a rate increase for tipping fees. So cost of everything goes up, and the amount of projected tons for next year is going down. And since that is our only source of income to pay our bills, we have to make adjustments. So we're still working on figuring out what those adjustments are going to be. But
any update on landfill siding?
I wish.
Okay.
I wish we could move any of those things forward, and I just haven't been able to get that to happen. So.
Well, pending what the legislature does, we're trying to fill the void on the board, and that should help move some of those forward.
They have said they would be willing to move forward with some of this stuff if they had a full board, so maybe we'll get some movement in the future.
And I just wanted to thank the director for his great participation with the Ulster County Fair. I mean, I think he and UCRA have gone above and beyond with manning the booth and bringing the recycling containers and the composting. It's been a great thing. So thank you.
Thank you. And just to add to that, thank you very much for that. It's very kind of you. But I just to let you know, we did collect 2 35-gallon totes of food scraps from the food vendors out there. So it was clean food scraps from them. Not as much weight as you would think, but still yet it's more than I thought we would get the first time around doing this. I really didn't think we'd get as good a participation we had. So they're actually embracing it and doing a good job for us. So.
And ditto to what Legislator Stewart said. It was good last night. You had a lot of interaction from the public, and man, the whole row was great. And
Manny won a prize.
Manny, you won a prize.
Stuffed animal? What did you get?
Yes, a sticker for my grandson.
Well,
a tattoo. If anyone has not been out to the fair and is planning to go, look for Climate Row in the main tent. Any new business? Old business? Zero waste? I think we have to get those pieces together, and then there is a draft document, but we have some steps before we can revisit that. Climate Smart Committee, I think we have like 30 volunteers or even more than that. And also the interns that are working on the climate, what's it called?
The Climate Corps.
The Climate Corps, yes.
Yeah.
are really doing their share, and it seems to be going really well. And the reason that I asked for a copy of the Bard Students Report, we will be revisiting the climate emergency, because it's not waiting. You know, we're still struggling. I saw something on Facebook that we're in a very large car that's headed for a brick wall, and we're arguing about who's going to sit where. And in other words, there really is a climate emergency, and we have to do everything we can to address it. And at this point, I would ask for, unless somebody has any last-minute business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Motion carries, and the meeting is adjourned.